There is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space itself and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area that we call... Now that's weird.
Yes, welcome back to the show. Me, Ross Hemsworth, and my guest in the second hour of the program, Dr. Bradford Frank, talking to us about bird flu. Now, Dr. Frank, there's been somewhat of a panic with regards to domestic pets over here. In northern Germany, there was a cat that died by catching a bird in the garden. Now, we did speak about this earlier, I know, but is it really something that we really should be panicking about? Should we be worried about our domestic pets?
Well, cats have been infected in Asia, so it's not news that they can become infected, but certainly it's a major concern. And being a cat lover myself, I would say that if you're in the area where any birds have been determined to have the virus, then you definitely should keep your cat inside.
Well, we've got cats, or a cat now, because we lost one, unfortunately, a little while back. But she's a house cat, so she never goes out, so we're quite lucky in that respect. Although she does play havoc with the studio sometimes. But there you go. But generally speaking, yes, I suppose the best method really is, if this thing gets any worse, then to advise pet owners, especially cat owners, to keep their cats in.
Yes, to date, other pets have not been infected. So cats are really the big concern. And again, having had a number of cats during my life, you know that they just love to go out and bring birds back as a little present for you.
Indeed they do. Indeed they do. Right, now what should we all be doing to prepare for bird flu? I mean, we must assume now that there's a very good chance this transmutation will take place and that this will become a pandemic. What sort of things should we be doing now to prepare for this?
On my website, Ross, I want to just let people know that so that they don't get panicked about getting this information. It is available. And available on the website, as I mentioned earlier, avoidbirdflu.com. And I'll just tell you specifically, it's very easy to find. If you click on articles, these are articles that I've written. Click on articles, and you go down to one in November. It says, bird flu, personal preparedness must include these four critical areas. So I've spelled everything out there, in my view, what people need to do. But briefly, you need to stock up on food and water, because there are going to be disruptions of services and interruptions. There's going to be a problem with getting food to grocery stores. People will be panicked, and they will be, you know, taking the food out of the grocery store. So people need to stock up, which is a good idea in any event, you know, with terrorism and all, to stock up on food and critical medicines that you may need. And I would say stock up for, I think that people need to stock up for 2 months. Our government is saying that a month, 1 week to 1 month is appropriate. You need to stock up on food and water and critical medicines and anything else that you might need like that. You need to think about where you're living, because if you're living in a high-rise building in a metropolitan area, you're going to be around a lot of other people, which you don't want to be. And, of course, you might have trouble getting food and so forth. So you may want to have a temporary living situation somewhere else, away from people. You want to be away from people as much as possible, both at work and at home. If you can telecommute and so forth, that's obviously the best. Unfortunately, that doesn't impact on most of us. Most of us can't do that. But in any work situation, the employer needs to be looking at these issues and thinking about how can we keep employees apart from one another, how can we continue to do our business, keeping customers away from employees and so forth. So that's another thing you need to do.
Okay, I've got an email here from Jerry in New Jersey, not that far away from you, and he says, this may sound like a silly question, but it's meant to be completely serious. Sorry, I'm almost laughing as I'm reading it, but I shouldn't do. We all get shit on, it says, by birds at some time in our life. Is this actually presenting now a danger to us?
Well, yes, it could. It certainly could be, because we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the virus can be excreted in bird droppings. So, yeah, I mean, normally you would obviously want to wash yourself off after a situation like that, and certainly, and now, if you know that there are some infected birds in your area, me, for example, if that happened to me right now in the United States, I wouldn't think too much about it. I would just wash it off like I normally would. But if I'm in an area where we know that the virus is around in China, or you know where it's very much in presence, in existence, I would definitely wash off immediately and definitely use soap and water and possibly a little bit of bleach.
Now, one of the questions here that I've got lined up is about these N95 masks. People are buying these, to a degree, panic buying these. What are they and what do they do?
This is one of the things that I was going to mention. And again, this is in the little article that I wrote about what people need to do. N95 masks, or that's a designation by the government, and different countries use different designations, but the N95 is sort of the most standard. Simply put, it means that it meets certain standards, and this will prevent or certainly decrease dramatically the transmission of the virus in the air that you inhale. So it helps prevent you from getting the virus. It's not foolproof. It's not 100% effective, but it's the best thing around. It's a lot more effective than surgical masks or anything else. The type of masks that people use to when they do standing, for example, those don't work.
Right. So in fact, you're saying it's probably a good idea for people to get hold of these just in case.
I'm very much encouraging people to do so, and I do that on my website. And people need to stock up on these because what people need to understand is once it becomes clear that this is a pandemic, that it is transmissible from person to person, that news will be transmitted around the globe almost instantaneously, and at that point, everyone will be wanting to buy these masks.
Exactly. All right, we've got to stop you again there. Just go to another break. We'll come back and talk some more with Dr. Brad Frank right after these words.
Do you see ghosts? Do you hear voices? Come find out. Join our professional team in a most haunted style paranormal investigation. Enjoy the excitement of the unknown, practice the ancient art of dowsing, and take part in vigils, seances, and divining exercises. Expect the unexpected. Experience the unexperienced. It's an encounter that will not be forgotten. Haunting Breaks, the ultimate activity break. Visit our website at hauntingbreaks.co.uk or phone our friendly team on 01686 420 301. Beware.
Dick, have fun quail hunting. Don't worry, I promise I won't touch the button. And remember, shoot anything that moves. Bye. Oh God, this phone's never gonna stop. Oval Office, W speaking. Yes? No, I do not want to be a guest on Ross Hemsworth's show now, that's weird. I spend my evenings on the above top secret forum, making up conspiracy theories. Now, about Project Serpo, if you could bring me up to speed on...
Now that's weird.
Hi, this is Ross Hemsworth. Now That's Weird is one of the fastest growing paranormal programs on the airwaves. And you can advertise on this show right now. Just send an email to info@phantomorfraud.com. That's info@phantomorfraud.com. And we'll discuss ways to promote your business live on the show. We're syndicated worldwide, so it's not just in the UK, it's all over the world. Get your message across now. info@phantomorfraud.com.
Scoob, I smell something weird.
It's not weird. It's Ross Hemsworth.
You're listening to Now That's Weird with Ross Hemsworth.
Get interactive. Email studio@nettalkradio.co.uk or text 85010. Type the word studio and then your message.
Now that's weird.
There is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space itself and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. this is the dimension of imagination. It is an area that we call... Now that's weird.
You're back with Ross Hemsworth in the last few minutes of the second hour of the program, and my guest is Dr. Brad Frank. Now, he's been giving us some incredible information, really, with regards to what we should do if the worst happens with bird flu. Now, his website on this is avoidbirdflu.com. That's A-V-O-I-D-B-I-R-D-F-L-U, avoidbirdflu.com. And I recommend that every single one of you takes a look at this site, because whilst we may believe at the moment that it's nothing to worry about, I think we all know that this could suddenly develop overnight into the world's worst ever pandemic. And whilst I don't want to panic anybody, I think we should all be very aware of the facts, and we should all know what we should be doing in advance so that we don't have to rush out and panic buy and rush out and try to sort things out at the last minute. So take the advice of Dr. Frank and listen very carefully to what he says on that website. Now, Dr. Frank, you've published a few books before, and one that springs to mind here that I'd like to quickly touch on before the end of the program is Terror Unleashed. Tell us a little about that.
Yes, this was a book that I wrote and just released in January of this year, so the information is very fresh, and it does what it says in the title. It talks about bird flu, the peak oil problem, obviously the terrorist issue and the problems that we face, and the financial crises, and I focus a lot on the United States, but these crises will occur in other countries as well. It is the global economy.
And where can people get a copy of this book?
They can get it either at terrorunleashed.com, but just on the same website that you mentioned earlier, avoidbirdflu.com.
Okay, now there's another one as well, isn't there? It's a new book, Bird Flu, Expert Advice to Help You and Your Family Stay Safe, and that's coming out in June, I believe.
Yes, it should be out in June at the latest July, and this is an expansion of what is in the Terror Unleashed book. It's in more detail and more detail about what individuals need to do. There's a whole piece in there about taking care of dehydrated individuals and, you know, all the medical treatments that you need and so forth.
Okay. Well, listen, I thank you very much for taking time out of your busy calendar to come and talk to us on the show here, Dr. Frank. I really appreciate it, and I hope that if the situation does get worse, that we can get you back on the show, reassuring people of things that they can do in the future. And again, if they want to visit your website, I suggest they do that right now, www.avoidbirdflu.com. Thanks very much for being my guest tonight on Now That's Weird.
Thank you very much, Ross. It's been a real pleasure. Thank you. I really appreciate being on over on the other side of the puddle.
No problem at all. This goes out right across the world. So although we broadcast from England, you'll be hearing it on various different stations across the USA as well. So you're getting to a big, big audience with the show, and I think it's important we do that to get that message across, because you talk a lot of sense.
Thank you very much.
No problem. We'll talk to you again very soon. Thank you for being on the program.
Great.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Dr. Brad Frank, my guest there in the second hour. Oop, very nearly. I don't know, somebody else then. Well, what do you think, bird flu? Do you think it's as bad as they say? Do you think it's going to be as bad as they say? Let's have some emails on the subject. It's info@nowthatsweird.co.uk. That's nowthatsweird.co.uk. Let me know what you think. It's an issue that's bothering us all, I suppose, to a degree, although varying amounts. Some people think, oh, it'll never transmute. It hasn't really killed anyone yet. But it has, hasn't it? And it does pose a threat. And I think anything at all that poses a threat to us, we've got to take seriously, haven't we? So what do you think? info@nowthatsweird.co.uk. Also, I'd like to get emails from you about the Dan Brown issue. Dan Brown won the lawsuit today, saying he didn't lift or steal information from the Holy Blood and the Holy Grail. Now, was it all a big publicity stunt to help sell books? What do you think? info@nowthatsweird.co.uk. In the next hour, I'm going to be talking to Bill Downey. Bill Downey believes there's a new Bible code which tells us about the second coming of Christ. What do you think on that? Get your emails coming in for Bill Downey now. info@nowthatsweird.co.uk. We'll be back after the break.